With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump today campaigning in the Tar Heel State.
We've won this state every election. The primaries we've won. We've won the general elections. And we got one more left before we make America great again. Have to do it again.
Conservative writer Ben Domenech says Kamala Harris is trying to use a middle-class narrative to hide the fact she's not capable of being president.
She doesn't have any connection to the real world. She doesn't. She's been completely separate from it for so long, and she's had this career where every door has been opened for her in order to get ahead, despite the fact that she doesn't have the kind of resume and the kind of success that you would need to have in order to get to this point.
And he adds that Harris is campaigning for president as if she's not been in office the last 3.5 years alongside Joe Biden.
She's trying to run as the candidate of change and the candidate of optimism and hope. She's trying to turn things around and pretend like she didn't have any responsibility over the last 4 years because she's failed every time that she's had responsibility.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden hosting a key weekend summit with leaders from a number of key allies. Here's Greg Clugston.
Known as the Quad, Australia, India, Japan, and the United States are holding talks about the Indo-Pacific region and threats posed by China. The summit is not being held at the White House or Camp David. Instead, it's being held in Delaware.
This particular Quad summit will be the first time we've hosted foreign leaders in Wilmington, the president's hometown. And he's very excited about that.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says the president has made it a priority to invest in rebuilding America's network of alliances and partnerships across the Indo-Pacific. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And this is SRN News. A senator issuing a key warning.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley says the nuclear family is under attack, and that's bad news for America. Speaking at an event organized by Coral Ridge Ministries, Hawley warned that the family, quote, is under assault from a bunch of our popular culture, but also from policy and from our government. I mean, we have a tax code that penalizes marriage. The senator went on to add that faith is the only thing that can save the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian pastor from California has been freed from China. After nearly 20 years in jail, he's back home now in the United States. 60-year-old David Lin was detained after he entered China in 2006, convicted of contract fraud and sentenced to life in prison. That charge, we should point out, is frequently used by China against leaders in the house church movement. This is SRN News. Runners hoping to qualify for the 2026 Boston Marathon are going to have to pick up the pace.
The Boston Athletic Association has updated its qualifying times for the world's oldest annual marathon and asked most prospective competitors to run a 26.2-mile race 5 minutes faster than in recent years to earn a starting number. The BAA introduced qualifying times in 1970 and has expanded and adjusted the requirements through the decades. Runners participating in the event to raise money for charity don't have to meet the qualifying standards. John Scott reporting.
Families in a South Dakota neighborhood fearing for their safety as sinkholes have appeared around their homes in the area above an old underground mine. Some 150 people have sued the state seeking millions for the value of their homes and legal cost. More details at srnnews.com.